Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Friday, January 31st. Good morning. I'm Scott Jagow.
And I'm Debbie Monterey. Could the Trump administration's desire to pause federal grant funding prompt St. Louis Board of Aldermen members to get cold feet when it comes to the Rams settlement compromise bill?
Before the Office of Management and Budget memo leak, fears began to arise amongst the aldermen that the federal grants the city plans to put some of this Rams settlement money towards could be cut. Mayor Tashara Jones is advising the aldermen on the fence to pass the bill anyway.
Passing the bill just obligates the funds. It doesn't spend them immediately. And if things change, then we'll come back to the table and make a different path based on what happens at the federal level.
The compromise bill combined ideas from two bills, such as a focus on downtown, North City, and Southeast City, with programs like subsidized child care. It will face its first vote from the full Board of Aldermen today. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
In St. Louis County, they're in wait-and-see mode regarding President Trump's plans to halt federal grant disbursement. County Executive Sam Page says around 25% of the grants the county gets go toward law enforcement.
We run a lot of those with our with federal agencies as partners, with our local jurisdictions as partners, and that funding comes from a lot of these grants.
The teams include the Violent Crime Strike Force, along with efforts to stop human trafficking and drug trafficking.
Hannibal Republican State Representative Lewis Griggs wants Missourians to get an income tax deduction for every dollar they spend on personal property taxes. Griggs told MissouriNet one way of making up the lost revenue for local taxing bodies is for the state to stop allocating for unfilled jobs.
These aren't ghost employees. These are just positions that have not been filled for a long time and that will not be for the foreseeable future. Why budget for that?
Riggs figures the deduction would amount to about $100 million.
Preparing for tragedies like the one in D.C. is common practice for airports across the country. St. Louis Lambert International's David Kalinske.
Every 3 years, we hold a full-scale exercise with the simulated aircraft to really get everybody to on the same page and to go through all the procedures.
This past summer's exercise at Lambert simulated a plane engine sucking in a drone.
Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth, the former Black Hawk helicopter pilot who lost both legs during a combat mission in Iraq, is defending the crew of the helicopter that collided during a routine training mission with a passenger plane over the Potomac. President Trump yesterday seemed to affix at least partial responsibility for the catastrophic event on poor job performance.
How dare he? How dare the commander-in-chief of the greatest military in the face of the earth attack the soldiers who just died? He's implying that they were not qualified to do their jobs. He's implying that they were substandard as aviation air crew member because as if they had that position because of some other initiative that had nothing to do with their qualifications and capabilities as air crew members.
In other Washington news, senators from both Illinois and Missouri took part in the Senate Judiciary Committee's confirmation hearing, this for potential FBI Director Kash Patel, Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin yesterday.
Mr. Patel has neither the experience, the temperament, nor the judgment to lead an agency of 38,000 agencies and 400 field offices around the globe.
Missouri Republican Eric Schmidt chose to play a game of would you rather with the nominee.
Would you rather the FBI target traditional Catholics as extremists, or should the FBI focus on investigating actual threats posed to the American people by cartels pumping fentanyl into our communities through the southern border?
100,000 deaths due to fentanyl and drug overdoses in 1 year. I'd rather the FBI focus on that and save our children.
Schmidt says he feels Patel is the perfect person to bring reform to the FBI and get rid of the weaponization he says has plagued the agency the past 4 years.
Turning to health news, a new proposal would put cardiac emergency response plans in place for school kids in Missouri.
Maura Patel with the Regional American Heart Association tells Total Information AM why this is so important.
An estimated 23,000 children experience cardiac arrest outside of a hospital each year. But we know that schools with AEDs, 70% of those kids will survive. that cardiac arrest, and that's 7 times the overall survival rate.
A group of advocates is headed to Jeff City on Monday to lobby for this bill. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
From the KMOX business desk, Green Street is letting go of some riverfront property. The troubled developer has had a rough year closing the Armory complex, facing several lawsuits and walking away from proposed projects. Now they're selling more than 11 acres of North Riverfront property they'd acquired about 4 years ago from the city's Land Clearance for Redevelopment Authority. According to the Business Journal, Richardson International, a Canadian agribusiness company, wants the land. I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.